Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in tiny Daf Yud Aleph in the Oiz V'Hador edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Alocha base, starting 11 lines on the top of Amud Aleph. Zok Demor of Zehiro B'Shem of Yirmiyo, Yochid B'Tayni Tzibur, Tzich Laskir Me'ein HaMe'oiro. An individual davening doing a tiny Tzibur, he has to mention Me'ein HaMe'oiro, meaning he has to mention the tinies in his davening. Ve'eichen Oimo, where will you mention it? Being goyel yisrael l'roif echoylim, meaning he's going to add a bracha between goyel yisrael and roif echoylim, between goyel yisrael and refreinu. Umar oimer, what is the bracha? Aneinu Hashem aneinu be'eisu bo'inu azois. Hashem may answer us in this time. Ki b'tzara gdol anachnu, in a big tzara. Ve'al taster panecho mimenu, don't hide your face from us. Ve'al titalem et chidasinu, don't ignore us. Ki ato Hashem kel chanun v'rachum, you are full of mercy. You answer in a time of a tzara. Poidu umatzil, always redeem, bechol eis tzuko. Every time there is a problem for Am Yisrael. Veitzaku al Hashem betzar lehem, umimotzikisem yoitziyem. And you bring the pasuk that says, we daven to Hashem, and he takes him out from the tzara. Baruch to Hashem, ha'oineh be'etzara, and ending the bracha, saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu answers in a time of tzara. Rav Yana b'Shmuel b'Shem Deveis Yana Yomro b'Shemei Tfilo. He says you don't say a bracha b'fnei atzmoi. You just mention aneinu in Shemei Tfilo. Rav Yoino b'Shem Rav Afilu Yochid Shegoz Olatz V'Tainis Tzich Laskir Me'ein HaMe'oiro. He adds one more thing. He says not only that you have to mention in a Tainis Tzibur, but also a Tainis Yochid, someone who accepted himself a Tainis, has to mention aneinu. Ve'eichenu Yomro, in which davening should he mention it? Rav Zehiro b'shem Rav Chuno Oimro Kelele Shabbos Ukiyoimui, meaning the same way Shabbos you have to mention the night and the day, so also by Tainis you have to mention the night and the day. Omar Mano v'ano Doloi b'dikte ikiado de Avirmio v'ikiado de Aviana b'Avishmol. I do not know what the halacha is. Do you say a bracha on its own, or you mention Shema Tefila? So I wanted to know. So what did I do? Salokis the Sidra. I went into Beis Medrash. V'shomis of Chuna b'shem Rav. I heard of Chuna in the name of Rav saying, "Feel Yochid she goes out with a tiny tzich laskir me'ein HaMe'oiro." That also an individual who accepted himself a tiny Yochid has to mention a nenu. Heisi Avyoisis, and then Avyoisis has to net. The following Mishnah argues, because it says in the Mishnah, you always have to daven 18 brachas, not less, meaning not to do a shortcut, as we'll see soon. Also Mitzvah Shabbos, and also Mitzvah Yom Kippur, when a person is after a tainis, and also Mitzvah Tainis Tzibur, and all these times a person should always daven 18 brachas and not make a shortcut and have a shorter Shmoneh Esrei. But Kuponim, it says you have 18 brachas. According to what you're saying, Tainis Tzibur, you will have a 19th bracha. So the Chur, you see this Mishnah arguing, saying that you don't have a bracha of Adenu. The fact that he says that you have your Mishnah arguing, Have itasvos, as to know the place of Anenu is being Gol Yisrael, it's a bracha on its own. That's what he asks. If it's a bracha on its own, sometimes you'll have 19 brachas. But according to the other Shita, that's only Askara, that's not a question. So Gemara Vacho by Yitzchak b'Shem Rav Chuna Rubo the Tzipoyin Yochi b'Tishabov individual in Tishabov Tzoch Laskir Me'in HaMe'oiro, he has to mention Me'in HaMe'oiro, has to mention the fact that it's Tishabov in Davin. He has to do an Askaro. Umar Oimer, what is the Askaro? Rachem Hashem Elokeinu u'berachamecho harabim, Shmochu, you have mercy with your tremendous rachamim, u'bechasadecho ha'neimon, your big chasadim, oleinu v'al Yisrael amecho, shav rachamim anos, on Am Yisrael, ayushalayim yirecho, on the city Yerushalayim, v'al tzir mishkan kevodecho, place of the Mikdosh, v'al ha'ir ha'avelo, on the mourning city, ha'aruso, which is destroyed, Hashayimimo, which is empty, Hanesunu biyad Zorim, which is given, is in the hands of Zorim, of Goyim, Harimusu bekaf Haritzim, which is stepped over by the different enemies, we have Lehu Ligyoiners, the soldiers came and captured it, Vayechalelu Oiv Dipsilim, they didn't chilul, the ones who worship over the Zorah, Kilei Sorel Amcho Nesato Be'avo Lenachlo, you gave it to Amisol with love. Ulizera Yeshurin Yushori Rashtri, give it as an inheritance for Am Yisrael. Kibei Shechravto, you made Yerushalayim destroy with fire. Ubehesh Atasid Livnoiso, and you'll build Yerushalayim with fire as well. כאמור, like it says in the pasuk, ואני אהיה לו נאום השם חוימס איש סוביב. I'll be a wall of fire around it, ולכובד יהיה בסויכון, and I'll have COVID inside. ועבדו מציפורן בו כמי אמנו, היכן הוא אמו. So he asked, okay, this is a beautiful askara. Where do you mention it? Omelei, v'adai ne'at lezu, you still need this, you have this question? Kerem ravirim b'shem rav, kol dovar shu lovoy, anything which is for the future, meaning a bakasha for the future, oimer ba'avoydo, mention an avoydo. Kol dovar shu shava, anything that's talk about the past, oimer ba'oydoyo. You say an oydoyo, because the oydoyo is the, on the past, and the future is the avoido. We see in the Mishnah, you see, you think of the past and you ask for the future. So we have also here, by avoido, you speak of the future, by moedim, you speak about the past. According to this, you say it in Ritzei, that's the place according to the Yerushalmi. Our minhag is said in Bnei Yerushalayim, which is speaking about Bnei Yerushalayim. So the Gemara Ezu Sheva Me'in Shwanesu. We mentioned that you have to say a full Shwanesu. The Gemara brings, by the way, that there's such a thing of doing a shortcut, not doing the whole Shwanesu, doing only seven, which is Me'in Shwanesu. The Korban Eidah's Girso is Ezu Hi Me'in Shwanesu. Without the word Sheva, because we'll see Sheva may be problematic according to one shot. Ezu Hi Me'in Shwanesu. What is Me'in Shwanesu, not a full Shwanesu? So says the Gemara Amud Beis, Rav Omar Soiv Kol Brocho Brocho. You mentioned every bracha, but just the end of it, meaning a short bracha. So he's saying all 18 brachas, just in short. You don't mention the end of the bracha, you mention the beginning of the bracha, and you include them all in one bracha, so it's one big bracha. Says the Gemara, Tani, Tani, Sheva, Main, Shwanesra. One bracha says it's seven Main, Shwanesra. Meaning instead of doing Shwanesra brachas, you do only seven brachas. It's Tani, Shwanesra, Main, Shwanesra. Another bracha says it's 18 brachas, Main, Shwanesra. It's not a full Shwanesra, it's a portion of it. The one who says it's seven main shwanese, Messiah and Shmuel. Helps Shmuel, because Shmuel says that the you take all the middle brachas, make one big bracha out of it, as the one was going to mention in a moment. Mandoma Shwanese, main shwanese, the Mandoma says it's actually 18 brachas, Messiah and the Rav, it says you do all 18 brachas, just in short. When Shmuel says that you do seven brachas, and which is Me'in Shwanesre, how do you say that middle bracha that includes everything? Omerle, here's the bracha. Havineinu, here we mention Chonin Adas, Retzet Shuva Seinu, accept a tshuva, that's the mentioning of Retzet Shuva, Slach Lonu, meaning that's the davening, referring to the bracha of Slach Lonu, Goyaleinu, Hashem, who's Goyaleinu, so we mention here Goal Yisrael, Rafechol Yeinu, heal our sicknesses, so that's Rafeinu, Baruch Nosenu, and bless our years, that's Baruch Aleinu, the Baruch Baruch Aleinu. The Gemara mentions, by the way, Omar B'chaga, Ima Yimuk Shomim, Oimel Gashri Baruch. Baruch Nosenu, Gashri Baruch, he's speaking about rain, she mentioned rain in the winter. Ima Yutlolim, meaning if it's the summer, or Metlali Baruch, should be good clouds, referring to the summer. Continues the Gemara, the Baruch, Ki Mifuzorim Ata Mekabetz, so here we're talking about Kabe Shofer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathers the ones which are scattered around. V'toyim alecho lishpoit, you're going to judge the ones who are making mistakes, that's Ashiva Shavteinu. V'al Rishoyim Tosim Yotcho, that's Kenegev El Mashinim. V'yismichu Kol Choy Sebach, referring to the Tzadikim, Bevinyan Yirecho V'chidush Beis Mikdashecho, referring here to Yerushalayim Yircho, and which includes according to the Yerushalmi also, at Samach David. Giterim Nikro, Atatane, before we even call you, you're going to answer Kamur, before they call out, I'll answer. As they're talking, I'm listening. So this refers to Shema Tfilo. And the end is, Baruch Hashem, Ki Shema Kol Techoneinu, Baruch Hashem, Shema Tfilo. That is the end of the middle of Brocha. And then he has to say the first three brachas, the last three brachas, that's how you get to seven, a middle long bracha, and the regular three first brachas and three last brachas of Shmoneh Esrei. Halacha Gimel Zog the Mishnah. So we mentioned before that there's six brachas that they had on the Tainis. The first two was Zichronis and Shoifers. Comes the Budin argues and says the first two are not Zichronis and Shoifers. Elohim Retachtem, and instead of them he says, Rov Ki Yovoi Baritz Dever Ki Yeh, which is a Psukim and Melachim, and referring to the Tefillah of Shloimeh HaMelech, that people that daven to Kishbuch will be answered. And the next thing is Asher Yadvar Hashem Yirmiyo Alvar Betzoyris. The psukim referring to Yirmiyo regarding the Betzoyris when there is hunger and there's now rain in Eretz Yisrael. So these are two things that we start the first these first two brachas. It says the Mishnah Ve'Omer Chisven. This refers to all the brachas. After he mentions the beginning, Divim Psukim, he ends with Chatimas Abracha, which we see in the next Mishnayos. What is the Chasima of each bracha? So the Gemara called Abrachas Achachis Tumeim Ve'Ein Omer Bracha Pasuk. So he says like this: in order, when you end the bracha, you have to say a bracha to end the bracha. And the ending of the bracha has to have me'ein achasimo. Whatever you're going to end the bracha, you have to have an ending which is similar to the ending. Don't end the bracha with a pasuk. So when I see Yitzchak bar Abelozo coming out of Yisro, mekivan du omer achasimeim, v'yomer bracha pasuk. Why have to tell me these two things? If you have to end the bracha me'ein a bracha, so of course you can't end with a pasuk because you have to end with me'ein a bracha. So this is what Rav Yitzchak bar Abelozo asked Rabbi Yisro. So Sanhedrin Rabbi Yisro. They say this child is smart? Or meaning this child thinks he's smart by asking this question? No, the question is not a good question. Why not? The Gemara explains, the Husov, or meaning Rabbi Yosef understood, what it says, doesn't mean you have to end the bracha, me'ein achasimo. But it means like this, he said Ma'ir V'arovim in Shachris, V'chozov is Chosam Mishal Shachris, but he ended the bracha with Yoytzeh Me'oiris of Shachris, Yotzo. As long as the ending was right, I don't care about the beginning. That's what it means. That's why you have to end it this way. So here we're saying, don't end with the pasuk, it's another nekuda. Here Avacha says, that the brachas have to end with Me'ein Achasimo. V'heilin da'amrin, the ones that end the bracha, and that's referring to the brachas haftarah. Ain bo mishum bracha pasuk. That's not a problem because even though we said usually don't end with a pasuk, that's if that's not the way the nusach bracha. But here that's the nusach bracha, so it's fine. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Tiny Stav Yud Aleph.